staying with Jesus himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the husband trying to get a hold. Well, this is the dad trying to let me try my line again. You know, it's not recorded. This is live. Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife because I'm in love with you and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was listening carefully, which, you know, this is kind of strange. I hear the same message from you over and over again. I mean, I was listening carefully. I love your voice. I really love your voice. It's the person I love that I hear. And I still love you intensely. I know there's a birthday celebration tomorrow. And the card was not put in the mail yet because of issues. I had some things come up. Since I haven't had response back in such a long time from anybody, I really have no idea if the cards even get to the people I send it to, you know, especially because I have a DVD or something in it. And, it's from the dad who you might not want to remind them that their dad actually loves them, wants to communicate with them, whatnot. So there's fear here, isn't it? I really wonder if the cards arrive, do they get there? And if they do, are they open first to make sure that the content is acceptable? I wonder about that. I will send because I love Glory Jane. I will send my happy birthday greeting tomorrow, because obviously I have been, you know, on that day I've been quite reliable. For a lot of years. And I'm also celebrating, as I hope you are, the new grandchild. That's been continuing to be on my mind. It is something I celebrate with much joy. It was interesting when I shared it with a few people. I shared it with several people because I'm fond of this. But I got a response. Actually, it was from Sharon Leonard, who called me Grandpa. And I realized I haven't heard that from my grandkids. I find that most unfortunate. Dorothy Jane, I love you.